This is the moment you stop trying. If you're listening to this, there's a good chance you're not new to manifestation. You've learned the concepts, you understand energy, you've done the visualization, the affirmations, the mindset work, and yet something feels off. Not broken, not wrong, just heavy. Like manifestation used to feel expensive, and now it feels like something you have to manage. If that's you, I want to say this gently. Nothing has gone wrong. What's happening is simpler and deeper than most people realize. At some point, effort quietly replaced trust. Not because you did something wrong, but because effort once worked. It gave you momentum, it gave you hope, it made you feel like you were participating in life. But effort is meant to be temporary. And when it says, and when it stays too long, it begins to feel like pressure. You may recognize it as always checking your thoughts, monitoring your vibration, wondering if you are aligned enough, questioning whether you're doing manifestation, quote unquote, right. That's not alignment. That's surveillance. And life doesn't respond well to being monitored. Manifestation doesn't move when you try harder. It moves when you stop negotiating your worth with reality. Most people think manifestation is about becoming a better version of themselves. But what actually creates movement is ending the chase. Because the version of you who keeps trying is standing slightly outside of receiving. She's always reaching forward, waiting, preparing. And life mirrors that posture perfectly by staying just out of reach. This is why things often work almost. Almost enough money, almost the relationship, almost the breakthrough. Not as punishment, as reflection. When you stop trying to arrive somewhere else, your nervous system settles into authority. And authority doesn't chase, it allows. This isn't about giving up. It's about stopping the internal argument with life. You don't need to become more magnetic. You need to stop leaving yourself every time you think you are not enough yet. The moment you stop proving, life starts responding. Not dramatically, quietly, naturally, unexpectedly. Because you are no longer asking for permission. You're standing in it. If something in you has felt tired lately, not tired of wanting, but tired of striving, that's not burnout. That's readiness. You're not meant to do more. You are meant to stand somewhere different. And from that place, what belongs to you doesn't need to be chased. It knows exactly where to find you.